The economic misery inflicted by COVID-19 comes in multiple forms. In many countries, the heaviest price is paid by the poor. And that includes Brazil. The number of homeless people in Brazil's megacity, São Paulo, has soared since the pandemic began. NPR's Philip Reeves met one man whose campaign to fight for their rights is winning him friends and enemies.
Life is tough on the front line of the battle against homelessness in Brazil. No one knows that better than this man. Father Julio Lancelotti is a Catholic priest. He's 73.
Eu convivo com a população de rua pelo menos 40 anos.
Lancelotti has worked among São Paulo's street people for 40 years. Yet if you suggest he actually helps them, you get a prickly reply.
Eu não dou ajuda nenhuma. Eu convivo com eles.
I don't help anyone, he says. I live with them. I share what I can with them. For Lancelotti, this is about faith and about pushing back against intolerance and injustice.
A sociedade tem que encontrar uma nova forma de conviver.
Society has to find a better way of living together, he says. We're in the yard of Lancelotti's parish church. He's just walked in. He's wearing a long yellow apron and pushing a shopping cart containing bread rolls. He gives the rolls to the handful of people milling around, seeking food and clothing. They include Fernando de Jesus, a father of three small kids. 4 months ago, Fernando left his family in the countryside and moved to the city.
Porque São Paulo é uma cidade grande, é uma cidade desenvolvida.
São Paulo is big and modern. There are opportunities for me here, he says. He's yet to find a job.
São Paulo is one of the global cities of the world. It's a place that has an enormous economic power and dynamic and great, immense poverty as well.
Raquel Holnick is a professor of urban studies and an expert on São Paulo. These are hard times for the poor, she says. Soaring inflation and high unemployment are coupled with a real estate boom.
The result is we are living today one of the worst housing crises that São Paulo has lived throughout the history of the city.
Holnick knows Lancelotti.
He is a courageous man. He is doing an incredible work, and he is one among very few that help to make the voices of the homeless heard in the city.
A crowd of men, women and children stands in front of a community center waiting to go in for lunch. This street is cluttered with makeshift shelters. Dogs wander amid the trash. Prayers are broadcast through a battered loudspeaker on the sidewalk. Then the meal begins. It's provided by a church organization that's teamed up with Lancelotti. The number of people eating here has tripled since the pandemic began. Ronaldo Gonçalves Lourenço became homeless after his baby son died and his marriage fell apart.
Não tenho nada. Não tenho casa, não tenho barraca.
I don't have anything, says Lourenço, who's 27. No house, no tent, no salary.
Graças a Deus, ele ajuda muito a gente, sim.
Thank God Lancelotti helps us a lot, he says. Homelessness in São Paulo has risen by nearly a third in 2 years. At least 31,000 people live on the streets, according to a recent census. Tents are popping up all over town. Carlos Becerra Jr. is the city hall official in charge of handling this crisis.
Estamos tratando essa situação como uma situação de emergência.
We're treating it as an emergency, says Becerra. Lancelotti is a regular critic of City Hall. Becerra knows him well.
Às vezes a gente converge, concorda. Às vezes a gente diverge.
Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. But I have immense respect for him, says Becerra. Becerra and his team are now scrambling to help the city's new wave of homeless with temporary housing, health services and more. For Lancelotti, no one's doing enough.
As ajudas que recebe é sempre assim, uma migalha.
Government only ever offers the homeless crumbs, he says, yet it denies their basic rights.
Os prédios.
He points at some towering luxury apartment blocks being built nearby.
Quem manda em São Paulo é o mercado imobiliário.
São Paulo is controlled by the real estate market, he says. The poorest will always be pushed out in a giant metropolis driven by profit. That view is a red flag to some in Brazil.
Olá, amigos. Salve Maria. O padre Júlio Lancelotti acaba de causar mais escândalo.
That's a video posted by a far-right Catholic group. It accuses Lancelotti of being a communist. This group is not his only enemy. There are residents who hate that people live on their streets and believe he encourages them. Lancelotti says he gets death threats.
São comuns. São muito comuns.
They're very common, he says. Yet Lancelotti is also collecting plenty of fans. His Instagram following has recently surged to nearly 1 million. He posted this footage. It's of police clearing an area notorious for drugs. They're firing rubber bullets and tear gas at street people. Lancelotti pulls out his cell phone and shows pictures he's posted.
Tem várias fotografias de arquitetura hostil.
They're of so-called hostile architecture, structures deliberately designed to drive away homeless people.
Isso é na porta de supermercado aqui em São Paulo.
He shows a photo of a São Paulo supermarket.
Aqui são de ferro, lanças de ferro.
And points to the metal spikes on the ground. A bill is before Brazil's Congress that would ban this hostile architecture. It's named after Lancelotti. Hostile architecture is all too familiar for the multitude trying to survive on the streets of São Paulo. Carlos Alberto Ramos knows where the best sleeping spots are.
Aí de uma hora para outra você vai lá, tá cheio de lança, cheio de caco de vidro.
Sooner or later, you go to one and it's full of spikes or shards of glass, he says. Ramos is among a crowd of homeless, hanging out under the palm trees in front of the city's grandiose Metropolitan Cathedral. He sums up his life on these streets in three words.
O descaso, o desemprego, promessas falsas.
Neglect, unemployment, and broken promises. With Ramos is his wife, Larissa Arruda, and baby. They live in a shelter. Arruda still has big dreams.
Podia ser professora, advogada.
I might become a teacher one day, or a lawyer, she says. Ramos says he just wants a job. Any job. Until then, this family depends on people like Lancelotti.
Eu acho que precisa de mais Padre Lancelotti no nosso país.
We need more Padre Lancelotti's, says Ramos. Many more. Philip Rees, NPR News, São Paulo.